We're going to have our presentation now about the missions trip to Laredo. Just a couple of things to give you a little bit of background. And the folks that were on the team, if you folks want to make your way up here, and you can sit on the seats behind me, and then we'll go through our rotation of who's going to talk. Ellis Island is called the gateway to America, and that's because a lot of immigrants came to this country through that area. Laredo, Texas is called the gateway to Mexico, but it's also becoming the new gateway to America. There's an awful lot of commercial trade that goes both ways through there. There's a lot of drugs that come from through Laredo into America, and there's a lot of people that come to America through Laredo. The official population of Laredo is approximately 250,000, but they say there could be as many as 750,000 with the amount of illegals that are there. There's a lot of illegal activity goes on. In June, ICE, the Immigration and Customs people, confiscated 181,615 counterfeit items coming through Laredo that were infringement on trademarks. So it's a pretty rough area. And people come through Laredo, and they go to other parts of the country. And so it's really a difficult place to establish a church because it's a very transient community. Danny Cummins has been working there for years and years and years. And, you know, it's a tough work to get people that are committed and that would stay because they move around so much. And so the Kleins have been going down for more than 10 years to work with Danny and taking different groups. And a number of people here have been there a number of years. And so we went back this year and we helped them with a Bible school. And because they don't have enough people to actually put on a Bible school, and we also do some maintenance and different things along that line. So we have different people are going to share different aspects of what they helped with or what they saw in Laredo, and then we will have a slide presentation after that. And also Curtis is going to share a little bit about what God's doing with him and his health situation as part of this. So D.
Good evening. I'm not going to share too much about what I did in Laredo because I did a little bit of this and that, and you'll see some of that when we show the photos. But what the Lord has directed me to talk about was really preparing for this missions trip. You know, someone just didn't wake up one morning and say, "Oh, I think Grace Bible Church should go on a missions trip." You know, with anything that we do, it takes preparation. So that's the same with this missions trip. You know, that little word, prepare, it's an action word. And it tells us that we need to get ready for a specific purpose as an event or an occasion. And it means that we need to put things together or combine various elements or ingredients. And that's what this mission did. We had to, for this missions trip, we had to prepare and for this event to take place, as well as putting together various elements and things as the ingredient being the team. We had to put together this team. And that was really the very first thing. Who wants to go to Laredo? Who wants to go on this missions trip? And this happened many months before the trip, to see who was interested, and then to pray and decide about going on the trip. And maybe some of you considered and prayed about going to Laredo, Texas. You know, prayer is such an important part of preparing for any missions trip. And through prayer, the team came together. And it was somewhat of a slow process. It was a first. It was like, well, can Matthias go? Well, he might not get his citizenship. So some things were sort of up in the air to almost the last minute, including Carrie, who became a substitute at almost the last minute. So Even with all that, the team came together to do what God wanted us to do there in Laredo as far as the Vacation Bible School and other jobs that needed to be done there at Lighthouse Border Missions. So there were many other preparations that started after, you know, the team was ready to go. We had to think about our theme. What would be our theme for that time? And it was decided we would have the theme One Way. And then also with that theme One Way, incorporate that train theme, similar to what we did at our Vacation Bible School here at Grace Bible. And then we needed materials to complement the theme. So we were looking around for anything that had to do with trains or railroads or One Way, and found those things. We also had to prepare for the trip as far as finding and booking airfare and confirming places to stay and making schedules and job duties and planning games for the children, and then about what meals should be made to serve to the children and adults each evening. There were many other little details that needed to be prepared as the time grew closer to leave for Laredo. And most of all, preparing our hearts, hearts of those on the team and those that we would be coming to Vacation Bible School. Now, this was my third trip, missions trip to Laredo, Texas, and I think it was the best for me. We had an adequate number of team members to do what needed to be done, and this year we even had a little time to rest in the afternoon, which was a real, real blessing. This year, it also seemed like the congregation of the Laredo Church were really doing their part. They were excited and supporting us coming to do the VBS. They had flyers made, and they were inviting people to come. And as a congregation here, you also aided in that preparation as you donated funds and prayed for the missions trip. And in, you know what I'm saying when I say you can feel those prayers when you're on a trip like this, and those prayers were certainly felt. So our arrival in Laredo started our next phase of preparations. We had to decorate the church. We had to buy additional supplies. And then, of course, more prayer for the week ahead. We had a great Sunday service at the Laredo Church. Pastor Dave gave an encouraging message, and then we had a fellowship meal following that with the congregation of Laredo Church. And, you know, I'm not really big on Mexican food, but just the way they make it, it's really, really good. And then we had a great Sunday evening service also. So we were prepared, we were ready, and the week began. And each day brought additional preparations, especially meals and lesson reviews. But the days went by quickly, and soon we were preparing to go home. The plans were to go to San Antonio, spend a day there, and then fly to Dallas, Texas from there. Well, we had a little detour. You know, you can prepare, you can plan, but sometimes a little detour comes along the way. It seems like God really wanted us to fly to Chicago instead of Dallas, as some of you were aware of that. We were later told it was a maintenance issue with the plane, so we were like, yeah, God knows what he's doing. He's in control. It's the best thing. So we made it home safely, and we only had a few hours delay in coming back home that Saturday evening. As I mentioned earlier, the definition of prepare is an action word. And the Bible uses that word at least 78 times. And to finish what I want to say this evening, I'd like to leave you with these verses from the book of John. They contain the word prepare as part of what God is doing. He's preparing. And it's one of his wonderful promises that comes to my mind quite often. It's from John 14, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Now, Carrie's going to come and talk about puppets.
Okay, so this was my first time going to Texas. Like Dee said, I joined the team kind of late. It was about 2 weeks before we had to leave, and someone dropped out, so Pastor Dave asked if I wanted to go. And it was kind of one of those decisions that you had to make quick. So I was like, sure, why not? And so after that, Beth came to me and was like, you have experience with puppets, right? And I was like, a little bit. And so that's when I was told I was doing that. And so whenever we got down there, me and Matthias did a puppet show once every day for the VBS, and we would go over what they had learned that day and what they had learned the previous day. And we would also bring out the puppets during the singing time, and the kids would really enjoy that. They loved seeing them. And after all of that was done, one of the boys came up and he really liked the puppets and he really wanted to try it. So he got behind the curtain and took one of the puppets and he started like saying things, and he was making us all laugh, and I was ready to give him my job. He was doing so good. But anyway, thank you for your support and your prayers. It was a great trip. Definitely recommend going next year.
Okay, I'm just going to talk about some of the things we did this year that were new that, you know, maybe we tried for the first time. We flew into San Antonio instead of Laredo because it was so much cheaper. When we were trying to get flight tickets, it was just outrageous to try to fly into Laredo. So we came up with the idea, well, maybe we could rent a van, have a van for the rest of the week. And so it really all came together. We got really good flight rate. We were able to then get the van for the whole week, and had the extra van to run errands, pick up stuff at the store, parts, take people back to the hotel so that people, you know, wouldn't be stuck anywhere or be waiting for somebody. It was so encouraging to see how Homer did the social media invitations and how he did the flyer, and the flyer is out on the table, although he did have a fold out too. That's just one side. It had a map and everything. So if you want to take a look at what he did out there, that was so exciting. They were passing them out and giving them to people. Sunday evening, Matthias did his testimony in Spanish, and they just loved it. Were spellbound. Were happy that he was speaking in Spanish to them, and I think it really touched their hearts. And it was so exciting that he could use his testimony in that way with that group of people. They also did sculpture balloons. You'll probably see that on the video as it comes. Kids really enjoyed different things, and it made them excited. So Sunday night was a condensed Bible school. We didn't do everything that night, but it was sort of our Bible school launch. We also decided, well, let's try snow cones. We always have snow cones here at our Bible school every night. Well, let's see if we can do that in Laredo. We didn't know if it would stay ice or turn to water, but it worked. It worked, and it was fine. So we got there, tried that, but we only did it two times instead of every night. We tried to make it special and just do the beginning and ending night. But it was successful. We had plenty of help this year, which made us be able to do more things than we could have done others years, because you were so busy doing everything, you didn't have time for anything extra. So it was so nice that we could work in puppets and we could work in snow cones. And things just take time and take people. And so when you have the people volunteer to go, then you can do some of the things that you would like to do. And they really appreciate it. They like when you take time and you think about them and you prepare things for them. They feel your love. They know that you care about them. And it just makes all the difference in making connections and being able to just love them to Christ. Several of the ladies took us to a house to make breakfast for us. They were just showing their kindness and love, and that was something new that they did for us this year. it wasn't all work. We did take Friday since we were flying out of San Antonio. We drove to San Antonio, spent the day there, did some things, visited the Alamo, visited the Riverwalk, so that we would be there for our flight early Saturday morning. So all the transportation things that we looked at really worked out good in the long run, and helped us be a little more relaxed about the flights and things. Also, one thing that I found that was especially interesting was our hotel close to the airport in San Antonio. You could watch the flights just fly in and land. And from our balcony, you could just stand there and watch it. And also, it was the night of the big blood moon. So I took a picture, and you can see the landing area with the lights and stuff and the blood moon in the background. You can see it out on a table. And it was just mesmerizing that these big, huge planes just come in smooth and just land. And one after the next, they would just come in smooth and land. And it was just beautiful. It sort of reminds you of watching a fish in an aquarium, how you could just watch it, and it was just like, wow, isn't that special? It doesn't take much to intrigue me, I guess. Okay, our main focus was Bible school. We did a lot of other things, but our main focus was Bible school. So Dave taught some, and Dee and I also shared teaching of the other age group. Matthias, who is not here, who was a big help. We are so thankful he was able to go. He not only did his testimony in the balloons and helped with the puppets, he also taught the youngest class, which most people would not volunteer to do. It was a sort of huge class, and they were all little tiny. And they mostly didn't speak English, which was good for him because he could understand them. And it was just a tiny little room. So we were very thankful that it worked out, that he was able to go. It was a great blessing to us and to them, I believe, as well. Anyhow, our lessons were about one way. And the one I taught to, the one was Cain and Abel, and how Abel came God's way with the blood sacrifice, and Cain brought his own in his own strength in his own way. God in his mercy told Cain he could still obey and bring the right offering, but Cain would not. He wanted to come to God his way, his efforts, ignoring God's requirement of the bloodshed. One of our verses was, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Many people are trying to come to God their way, putting in lots of time and effort, but missing the mark completely. The Bible says, wide is the path to destruction, narrow is the way to everlasting life, and few there be that find it. We gave the gospel, God's one way, each evening in Laredo, to those who attended, both children and adults. The other one that I taught was Naaman, and Naaman didn't like that Elijah did not come out to meet him. He sent instructions to the servant to go and wash in the Jordan River, dip seven times. Naaman didn't want to follow directions to wash in the Jordan. Aren't there other rivers that are better and cleaner? Why should he follow this direction? He's used to giving instructions as the captain of the Syrian army. He wasn't used to following directions. But then his entourage persuaded him that he would have done something great and difficult. Why not obey this simple instruction? When he obeyed God's one way of cleansing through the prophet Elijah, his leprosy was gone. God provided one way of cleansing. We were so blessed by having a lot of young people on our team. They were such a big help. They were encouraging, and anything you asked them to do, they would do. It was just such a fun group to work with. We divided things up, responsibilities and work. We tried to give questionnaires out so that we could try to fit people with jobs that they were interested in and things that they wanted to do or felt gifted in. And I think it showed because they seemed interested in what they were doing. One request that the people had was, could we come for a month? A week is just not long enough. Isn't that just a great thing where they're not saying, well, see you later. So you also see out on the table, they send a thank you sign, and you also see on the videos that they made a card, even like a big poster, even while we were there. They are just so thankful that people care about them, that they take their time to bring the gospel to them and to their families, to their neighbors, to the people, cousins, and stuff that they would bring out to this event. So that was sort of what I wanted to share, the things that we did that were new, and I'm sure everyone else will do all kinds of other things. Thank you.
Good evening. One word that God impressed upon my heart this year was faces. look at the faces. You'll see those faces in the pictures that will be up soon, faces of ordinary, everyday people in Laredo, the faces of the souls for which Christ died. The missions and plea of the Laredo missions team is to see those faces through God's eyes, to minister and to share God's love, mercy, and grace to them. What a joy it is to minister to Laredo Border Mission family there. A joy to see year to year fruit being born and then that same fruit remaining. It just grows and grows. What an encouragement that makes you want to come back year after year. We go to minister to them, but ultimately they are ministering and blessing us as we come. Well, along with the music ministry that Gene and I worked together with, we were entrusted to be the kitchen cooks and prep area. We were like Mr. and Mrs. Betty Crocker this year. Our ministry was to do meal planning, food purchases, prep, cooking, and then serving. It was a hot job in that kitchen. It's just wee tiny, and you get bodies in there in Laredo heat, and the stove going, it is just extremely, extremely hot in here. But it's so much fun to see those kids line up, and they're standing there with their plates, and then watching them take that food, and they devour it, just like that. I mean, it is gone. And the next thing you know, you see them back in line again, coming for seconds. But it is so much fun to do that. But again, we see the faces. We see the faces coming through the line. And for some of the children, this is the truth. That was the first meal that they have had, the first food that they have had all day long. A lot of them come from places, they scratch out their existence, and they are transient. They're back and forth. They're with this person, that person. Nobody really cares that they're fed or clothed. A lot of it is that they have these children for monetary purposes. You know the rest of the story there. So they do come hungry. I guess that's why you see them in line two and three times, you know, while they're there. But no matter what you serve the children, kids are kids, the same everywhere, who love sugar, snacks, and pizza. On our last day, we have a pizza party for them that comes with dessert and snow cones. They are true junk food junkies. They love anything that you give them. And with all the pizza that we got, there was no survivors. We had to actually go out and buy more pizza too because of the larger attendance. But what a blessing to enjoy, to feed them and give them food, but not only food for their bodies, but food for their souls and spirits. I want to thank Grace Bible, for all your support and prayers as the team went and ministered in Laredo. Because of your help, love, and support, someday we're going to see those faces in heaven. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm going to talk about some of the work projects that we did around the church and Pastor Danny's house. It's really hot down there. Every day it was between 100 and 110 degrees. So one of the first days we were there, Pastor Dave and I, we just walked around the church just looking at things that needed to be done. We'd look up and see that termites had eaten away at the face board around the house. Like, that whole board needs replaced. Go around, there's another one that needs replaced. In the bathroom, termites had eaten away at the walls so much that you could just peel it off with your fingers. I wish we had gotten a picture of it so you could see a before and after, but we did tear all the old stuff off and put up new, like plastic wall so that hopefully the bugs won't eat it. Also, the roof covering the church, which is adjoined to Pastor Danny's house, they have some problems with leaks. So while we were there, we power washed the roof and got it all clean, and then we put on two coats of fresh paint to help hopefully stop the leaks and all. So the one day, Pastor Dave and I, we had to go to make a pit stop at Lowe's so we could pick up some supplies. We picked up wood, paint, caulk, nails, whatever we needed. And then on the way home, we missed our on-ramp to the interstate about three times. And then eventually we just punched in the church's address into a phone and got home the back way. But we had a good time running around. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for all your prayers and support. It was a wonderful trip. I highly recommend that anyone who's able to consider going on it next year. So thank you.
Good evening. I just want to thank you as a church family for all your prayers and support that you gave to our team as we went to Laredo. This was my second year being able to go. Every year, it's just a true blessing to give back to the Lord's ministry for the abilities that he gives you. I just want to thank everybody that went on the trip with us. It was a great time that we were able to minister with the Lord and give our, you know, our whole heart and everything into the trip. It was great to see Brother Danny Cummings there and have good conversation with him a couple times. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the vehicle maintenance we did down there. One very interesting thing when you go through preventive maintenance on vehicles, you will find things that are out of place or out of the ordinary. One thing that we ran into was on one of the Ford vans that he had a couple years prior. He had to replace the radiator on it, and it was an aftermarket, and he had to make some modifications and lower the radiator down into the van more, and we found that the tie rod was rubbing against the lower radiator hose, so probably down the road that would have caused a bit of problems for him, so we had to find a hose that would work for him. Another issue that they were having on the one of the buses was having low oil pressure in it, so we had to diagnose that first, and then we thought that one of the issues was the oil pressure sending unit, and so we tried to replace that, and it would work for a little bit, but we think that the gauge in the cluster was faulty on it. Another issue we ran into was one of the tires had a nail in it, so we had to do some tire repairs to it. I helped out Ben a lot, and also Gene helped pitch in with it. But another thing we did a couple days was vacuuming out the insides of the vans and also giving them a good detail work on it. But I just want to thank you all again for your prayers and support for us as we went down to Laredo. Thank you.
Going on the Laredo mission trip had a lot of new things for me. It was my first mission trip, and it was the first time me being on a plane. Being in Laredo, I had the pleasure of going with Danny to ride around to pick up the kids. A lot of them came from fairly shady neighborhoods and probably not being the safest either. It really shows you how good we have it here and whatnot, and it was also a great opportunity to meet some of the kids and talk to them a little bit. And they kept you on your feet and whatnot. They were very kind, not too shy, but overall it was a joy to be around them. And thank you for everybody that helped us out and prayed for us while we're on the trip. And I look forward to going again next year.
I just want to thank you all for your prayers and support. It was a very good week. I did the games and helped with the games assisting, doing all the games. We did games for four nights. We did several different games, and the kids really enjoyed it. It was a good time just to get out and have a good time of fellowship with them, and just to be able to learn their ways and everything. And then I did drove the van and picked up about usually 8 to 10 kids every night, and then would drop them off in the evening. So it was very interesting driving around Laredo, not knowing where you're going, finding the back roads, finding how to get back out. So it was interesting, but it was still fun, and it was good to see the good turnout of kids that we had, and just a good group of people going down. And just want to thank you all for your support.
I just want to start by thanking you all for your prayers and support with everything that had went on with me before we went down to Laredo, and the Lord was giving me the chance to go. I didn't know from the time we started if I was going to get to go, because it was questionable with John Hopkins whether the test would allow me to go or not, but they let me go, and it was just a blessing to see all the kids there, because I knew there was people here praying for me. And then as we went along, people down there were even praying before we got there that I was able to come along. And one of the things was the challenges, because for me it was a challenge to get off work, then the challenges with the hospital. But one of the things was when we got down there, I got the phone call that I was going to have to go through this. But then to get down there and the friendships with the old people that were there and the new people we met, it was just a blessing, because to know people thousands of miles away were praying. And some of them didn't even know me that well. And it was such a blessing for that. And one of the verses that was given to me with this was Proverbs 3:5-6. And also one of the blessings while I was there, Pastor Danny and I got to talk when this all came about, and he prayed with me specially about it, just to know another pastor down thousands of miles away cares that much. And through this all too, one of my favorite songs is "Tears Are Our Language, My God Understands." The other thing I would like to talk about and what I would like to bring out is the blessings. Because seeing people, as Mom said, that have went there for years as little kids are now coming back, bringing their kids, wanting to know about the Lord. And it's just great to see that they do care. And then to see people that we grew up with as kids, when we went down to help, getting married and now serving the Lord as well. And one of the special blessings to me was a girl that's been down there for years. She came to Danny when she found out I had to have the surgery, and she wanted to know when I was going to have my surgery, and she said, "I want to pray for him," and that brought me to tears, knowing that a young girl was praying especially for me. But along with that, Danny told me her dad does not know the Lord, and she's been praying for him to come to church there. So I would just encourage you all to think of her tonight. Her name is Blue, and ask that her dad may come to church and know Christ as his Savior. And again, I want to thank you all for praying for me and my family especially, and continue to pray for the work there in Laredo.
Again, we do want to thank each one from Grace for their love, for their support, for their prayers. For 6-7 years now, you have supported the missions work there in Laredo. We had done that for approximately 5 years before. It's always a challenge when you put a team together because you don't know how personalities are going to work out. When you open it up to a whole church, you don't know whether you're going to get young ones that know nothing about missions or whether you're going to get old ones. No, excuse me. Mature ones that are too tired almost to do missions. And as we've seen over the last years, Pastor Dave last week tried to make me feel old, talking about Social Security time coming. And then this morning, talking about Goliath and David, and I was related to Goliath. Well, I guess there was a reason they would not let me on the roof this past year. The roof is very thin. I've been on that roof for 11 years. I didn't get on the roof this year. Either they thought it was too weak, I was too big, or I was too mature. One of these reasons, I'm not going to ask why, but God give us the opportunity to go and work with the people there. When we first went to Laredo, there was no outside wall. Three men from a group had drove down a day ahead of time. And when we got there, the back wall would be the church wall area. There was nothing there but a row of block up about yay high. The men had to get it shut up enough just to sleep in the church area on pews. That year we had it was probably from the FBC, there was probably close to 18 people. Half of them young people, and half probably in their 40s to 50s. Try to sleep on a pew that's narrower than knees with about a third of the padding on it and not bolted down to the floor. There was a few accidents during the course of the week, and one pastor especially had his computer and everything on the pew, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, poink, the pew's laying on top of the pastor with everything on the floor. It has improved since then. The wall was built in. We redid the roof at that time. The church, Dave, would you say, is probably about 6-8 feet narrower than this platform and probably only about 60 to 70% of the length of it. Try putting 80 to 100 people in there. When we first started, if we had 30 to 40 people in the church, and sometimes that included the group, that was a lot of folks. And we were encouraged then. Now, we've seen the church completely full. We saw children sitting along the side, on the floor, up around, back behind, people standing. God has blessed, but it's only through the prayers and the faithfulness of you all helping here. We appreciate Brother Danny and his family. They have worked relentlessly to see the work continue there. Health issues have become a concern for them. Maturity also is catching up with them. So we need to pray that there will be young folks in that church come to take over the work here in a few years. One young man that has been there since the time we started, got married last year. We went to his wedding. His father had passed away. We went down to the funeral. That young man, because he said, "You all care for us." He calls Ben his brother, not just a brother in the Lord. He looks at him as a brother physically because we built that rapport and relationship with him. And anytime we do a work, or any of us as Christians, you have to build a relationship with the people you are ministering to. That foundation is there. What I would like to encourage each one of us, continue to pray for the work there. Should the Lord lay it on your heart to go, go. You will receive a blessing. Your life will be changed. We had one family give a special donation. We've tried to buy a swing set and some play equipment for the young people because when they come to church, some of them there almost an hour before church starts, And some of them are there an hour after church is over. They're spread out over such a large area. When you try to transport them, it takes some time. So we are working on, we went to Lowe's, we went to Home Depot, we went to every store we thought we could buy some playground equipment for them, and nothing was available down there. So we are still working on that project to get them some playground equipment set in, and when we get that, we'll get some pictures of it also. There is a severe need. The church roof and the building is deteriorating because of termites in an immense way. The roof will hold for a while yet. We hope to get a couple years out of it. But there is a building project definitely needed there. If the Lord is going to sustain the church through that location, we need to pray that God will open up doors for some contractors. It needs more than a farmer, pastor, mechanic to put up what's needed there. So pray that the Lord will lay it on some contractors, on some people's heart, that there is work that needs to be done there. We actually looked at a location where a Dollar General right across the road from Brother Danny had closed up. I called the realtor about that location, thinking that the rent on it would probably be $2,000 to $3,000 a month, which is really out of their price ways, but thought it was maybe feasible. Closer to $10,000 a month for a piece of property, just to park probably 50 cars at the most on, and the facility. So there is a need there, and I just ask that you'll pray. We thank you again for all your support, all your prayers, and all your love for the people there in Laredo.
Our time's gone, so I don't want to drag this out. But what I was going to do is my meditation. In 3 John, it talks about that we might be fellow helpers in the truth. And there Paul's talking to a guy named Gaius, and how that he would support people who were working in the ministry as they went out. And that's what the folks here from Grace Bible Church have done. You know, a lot of times, you know, you may not be able to go, but you've prayed and you've gave, and people donated various things. There were people that took over my responsibilities and Beth's responsibilities and covered things here while we were gone. And so even though you may not have physically gone, you were still fellow helpers and fellow laborers in that outreach. People donated decorations and just so many different things, and we gifts for the children and stuff. And we really appreciate the fact that the church came along behind us and supported us. I don't know of any children that accepted Christ this year that I know of, but I know there was a number of recommitments and just people that had gotten away from the Lord, and the excitement of the Bible school brings them back to the church. And hopefully the seed that was sown there, that they'll remain faithful and that they'll be involved. The one man, young man there, Homer, that Gene mentioned, he has done some preaching in the church, and he's been helping out some, and we're looking that maybe in the future he would assume more responsibilities in taking over some of the leadership there in the church. Again, it's not necessarily a fast thing. We need to build relationships with those people, and over the years, they've come to the point where they trust you, they appreciate you, and they become more open to what we have for them. So I want to thank the church for their support, and I do want to thank each of the team members. We had a good team. I know Gene was a little concerned. We got an awful lot of young ones this year, but hey, the young ones had some energy, and it sort of, it was good. I mean, it was a really good balance, and things worked well. So I'm not going to take any more of your time, but you have been fellow helpers and fellow workers as the gospel's gone forth to a really needy part of our country. So with that, we'll have a word of prayer, and then we will be dismissed. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we've had the opportunity to share what you've done through us. And thank you that this church was willing to go outside of their, you know, their comfort zone and send money and folks to spread your word to a needy place. Lord, I do thank you for the seed that was sown there, the decisions that were made. And Lord, I do pray that those folks that made those commitments would follow through with them and encourage them. Lord, I do want to pray for Pastor Danny down there, as at this time his father is near to leaving this life. And I just pray that you would be with that church down there during this time. Help Danny to be able to do the physical things that he needs to do with his own church, but also to be able to minister to the needs of his family at this time. Lord, I just pray that you would be with each of these folks as they travel home, and help them to be witnesses and missionaries in the world where you place them tomorrow. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.